All literature and music was done in Latin for the purpose of bringing uniformity to the Western church, so that the same mass and music would be heard in every church. The early church fathers forbade the use of instrumental music in worship because of their association with mystery cults, the Greek theater, and the pagan rituals. The fracture between the Eastern and the Western church over structure and doctrinal issues resulted in the break between Eastern and Western Christian forces in 1054 AD. Musically, the differences were also seen. The Byzantine church realized music as the music of heaven and the angels, and that the composer was to make audible the inaudible melody of heaven. The Western church saw music as more of an expression of humankind as to the work of God on this earth. To give us an example of Gregorian chant, here is an example of one chant intended for the monastic office of compline, which was the final office of the day just before bedtime. The text is attributed to St. Gregory and begins, "Matchless Creator of Light, you brought forth new light in the world's beginning. As darkness descends, hear our plea that our souls be not burdened with sin." For the first 800 years of Christian worship, it consisted of melody only. Toward the end of the Middle Ages, more complex music featuring the simultaneous singing of more than one melodic line was composed for use in worship. For several centuries, this complex, or polyphonic as it is called, music was composed by many of Europe's most famous and skilled composers. Proceeding into the Middle Ages, all drama and dance was eliminated from the gathered church into pockets of worshipers who practiced their art forms outside the ecclesiastical community. And this led many artists to leave the church and to practice their craft elsewhere, During Lent, the drama troupes would bring huge wagons into the marketplace where tableaus of the seven last words or the stations of the cross would be performed for the people because the church was off limits to the dramatist. Little by little, the leadership of worship was given to the priests, leaving the congregation as listeners rather than as participants. Church music continued to be created using the minor modes or keys that were considered to be the perfect harmony of the kingdom of God here on earth. The major keys indicated self-indulgence and affected the carnal desires and natures of the people. Triple meter became the preferred rhythm as it related to the Trinity. Organum developed with the use of a second part being sung with a Gregorian chant. And with the building of the cathedrals, musicians began layering up to four parts on top of the melodic lines. The cathedral at Notre Dame led the way. Let us hear a piece from 1340 AD. It has a Gregorian chant in one voice, with the other voices freely composed to it, known as a Cantus Firmus. It was written by Machaut. Machaut was one of the composers and poets in that time. And the chorale is singing the Kyrie, Lord have mercy, from his Mass of Notre Dame. The epiphany of the Renaissance reflected the new energy of life and the understanding that came with a renewal for learning and a commitment to the arts. The motet and the development of secular music led to new pressures. During the Middle Ages, worship had developed into an elaborate ritual. The liturgy of the word had little significance. Typical worshipers understood little of what was being said or sung, and the Eucharist was no longer a joyful action of the whole congregation. It had become the priestly function of the celebrant alone. And the celebration of the Mass emphasized Christ's death with little remembrance of his resurrection and of his second coming. Composers eventually became bold enough, however, to dispense with the plain chant altogether and wrote pieces that were completely original, such as the following lovely communion motet by the English Renaissance composer William Byrd. And in it he pays particular attention to the text, which is, Hail, true body, born of Virgin Mary, who suffered and was sacrificed for humankind, have mercy upon us. And notice particularly the dissonant harmonies on the word miserere, which means have mercy, as if to express the repeated anguished pleading of the supplicant.